curious to follow up as far as listening through both of those.
Yeah.
So what's your...
Well, it's really powerful. I was really surprised. And part of it is, just like the video, I couldn't, you know, integrate right away. This felt the same. It's like, I almost forgot.
Well, okay, it's really funny because I think in the third recording, which is the fourth of those treatments, like you kind of start by saying like, I don't want to lose this, you know, I don't want to forget,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
yeah,
it
wants to rebury itself. It's amazing.
It's kind of wild, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, that kind of speaks to the value of having it as a recording, you know?
Oh man, that's incredible.
And regardless of having some of the attempt to rebury, you know, from what you just said the other day, before listening to it.
No, was really good. It really touched me. It kind of, in a way, you know, it's not like, oh, poor me, but it broadened my understanding and my compassion for myself.
Yeah.
But the thing that happened, and I don't think it's in the recording, so I was not able to listen to those two again, but I intend to. But I think it maybe is something you said last time, because you said it was kind of like a kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it didn't really hit me. But when I listened to the recordings again, I just started bawling. But at the same time, it was like that. Finally, someone saw, understood something
mm-hmm.
about what this was to me. That I was, in a way, kidnapped, transported into a super weird world. And tortured. That's what it felt like. But to have one person really get the, you know, the weight, the scope
mm-hmm.
of this, the size of it, it really, really did something to me. Because I think it made me realize how the fact that nobody spoke to me about it was actually really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. I had no idea how it affected.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I don't think that's, you know, having that conversation and that framing while we were doing that work, and especially, you know, what, like, you know, because we talked about that. You probably told me about this 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? And it was because of doing acupuncture then that, you know, and I came in the room and you said, you know, I kind of went somewhere kind of dark with that,
yeah.
You know? And I think that's the way I, you know, responded at the time. I mean, I remember that's how I thought about it. I was like, oh, you basically kidnapped, you know, through this process.
Mm.
And so, but, you know, part of why that can sink in this time is because of being able to break down some of those barriers and get to those emotions, you know, which is kind of the... part of the kind of profound part of it, especially in the context of the value of acupuncture, is because that was our goal. That's what we tried to do. When you kind of brought that in again and brought that up and said, okay, well, let's try to do it. Let's think of it this way. Let's try to do this with acupuncture and be kind of ready for that, you know, shows the value of then being able to get to the emotional part of it rather than just the knowing what happened, right? And being able to get that sort of context and it really helps to just understand how the brain works when it comes to trauma this way, and how, like, how things are repressed or why things are repressed, what it looks like to sort of unrepress them that way, right?
Yeah.
And the hard thing, like a lot of people are trying to do this work with, like, sympathizing with the inner child, sitting with the inner child,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the problem, like the body worker, you know, when you told me the story, you said, like, you know, when this came up and there were some tears or whatever at the time, and that she kind of held you. And it was like, you know, that's really nice. You also described this kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not what the inner child wants, is the, you know, the hard thing that people, it's a little hard for people to understand because they're so And it's because it's all, you know, it's everybody who does this kind of work, we're all these like liberal, trade openness, caring people, you know.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's kind of the part that gets in the way, you know,
right.
of doing this work. That is, it is, the inner child does not need a pat on the head, you know, is how I usually explain this. That it wants to know, why the fuck did this happen?
Right.
What does it mean? And what do I do in the future? How do I avoid this, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it gets to the, you know, that, and with that work and processing that, and then in the last several months of kind of what we talked about afterwards, it's been much easier to get to come on a bunch of other stuff that was kind of, you know, it's all kind of behind that, you know, some of these other dominoes can kind of fall with it too, including why did I put myself in this position? And, you know, so, you know, this is how it can kind of fit together that way when you have, you know, a perspective that, you know, sympathizes, but actually understands what the inner child wants, you know, besides just the pat on the head, which is also nice. And what is you're saying here?
It's nice, but with what she did, I'm pretty dang sure nothing would have moved further than that.
No, oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
It felt good to just have tenderness.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have gotten to the real meat of it.
Right. That's the that is the kind of that is the meat of it, you know.
Yeah.
So well, what else do you have to add about, you know, just listening to it? And
well, I don't know if it's listening to it, but really I was watching on the news, they were someone was talking about the anti-Semitic rise in the country the other day, and I turned to and I said, you know, I realize that really I've been afraid and ashamed of being a Jew, even half Jew, but and I know that even lately, I a couple of times when I'm stopped at the red light and I'm not looking to see who is, because my paranoia, I mean, my fear of the world has really, it has made me, you know, be really aware in many, many, many ways. Once I'm outside of my house, I'm really so, sometimes I like to really look at who is next to me, or, you know, everything is kind of. And I was thinking, oh, I really hope that person doesn't see that I'm a Jew. And recently I thought, you know, I'm a Jew, I look like one to some extent at least. And so, you know, all this is kind of becoming also just a little clearer, the amount of different fears that I have had along the way about what people were going to see in me and what it was going to mean.
Yeah.
Are you
bringing this up because of that second episode and talking about, you know, seeing the reflection in the mirror and feeling like you needed to have some flaw to feel like it was justified, you know, as we.
Well, I actually link it in a way to the, well, I'm linking it to a lot of things, but, in a way, to me, it was very close to what I learned either before or after about, you know, medical experiments on the Jews, you know, and being in that totally powerless situation. So
yeah, that's a little rough.
So that. But I want to say that really I want to emphasize at the same time that, that other part of me, that newer part of me, is definitely, definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying that tremendously.